This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The owner of a Bangladesh factory where 52 people died in a fire was arrested for murder Saturday, along with seven others. As it emerges, children as young as 11 had been working there. Police say the owner and four of his sons were among eight people detained over the inferno, which broke out Thursday and raged for more than a day. A separate inquiry has been launched into the use of child labor at the food factory. The local police chief says the entrance had been padlocked at the time of the blaze, and the factory in Bangladesh breached multiple safety regulations. All eight people detained faced murder charges. Before his arrest, the owner told the Daily Star newspaper the fire, quote, may have been a result of workers' carelessness, suggesting a discarded cigarette could have sparked the carnage. Afghan authorities prepare Saturday to retake a key border crossing seized by the Taliban in a sweeping offensive that insurgents claim has helped capture a vast swath of the violence-racked nation. As U.S. troops continue their withdrawal, the Taliban claims its fighters have seized two crossings in western Afghanistan, completing an arc of territory from the Iranian border to the frontier with China. It now holds 85% of the country, an official said Friday, controlling about 250 of Afghans' nearly 400 districts, a claim impossible to independently verify and disputed by the government. A regional governor said Saturday authorities were deploying fresh troops to retake the biggest trade crossing between Iran and Afghanistan. The Afghan government has repeatedly dismissed the Taliban's gains as having little strategic value, but analysts say seizing multiple border crossings could generate money through tax revenue for the insurgent group. This is VOA News. A controversial statue of U.S. Confederate General Robert E. Lee was taken down in the city of Charlottesville, Virginia on Saturday. It comes nearly 4 years after white supremacist protests over plans to remove it led to clashes in which a woman was run down by a car and killed. Onlookers cheered as the statue was put on a truck and driven away. Statues honoring leaders of the pro-slavery Confederate side in the American Civil War have become a focus of protest against racism in recent years. After the removal of the Lee statue, the focus now moves to a second park in the city where a statue of Confederate General Thomas Stonewall Jackson is due for removal, according to a city spokesperson. The city's planned removal of the Lee statue in 2017 prompted a rally by white supremacists and white nationalists that turned deadly when a car driven into a crowd killed a counter-protester, 32-year-old Heather Heyer. Japan's governor of Fukushima said Saturday he will bar spectators from Olympic events it hosts this summer due to rising COVID-19 infections, reversing a position announced 2 days earlier by organizers. The area was hoping to showcase its recovery from a devastating earthquake and tsunami that hit the northern coast a decade ago, destroying a nuclear plant in Fukushima in the worst nuclear accident since Chernobyl. It's hosting seven softball and baseball games, including the first competition of the Olympics on July 21st when Japan takes on Australia in a softball game 2 days before the Olympic ceremony. Organizers had said on Thursday there would be no spectators in host city Tokyo as a resurgent coronavirus forced Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga to declare a state of emergency in the capital that will run throughout the games, which were already postponed by a year due to the pandemic. But they said some spectators would be allowed in several areas outside the capital, including Fukushima, a decision now reversed just days later. The Vatican said Saturday Pope Francis is continuing a normal recovery after colon surgery, adding his blood tests were satisfactory. The 84-year-old is in a hospital after undergoing a 3-hour operation on Sunday. It's the first time Francis has been hospitalized since he became Pope in 2013. The Vatican announced earlier the pontiff will deliver his traditional Sunday noon prayer and message from the 10th floor of a Rome hospital where a suite is reserved for popes. And local media in Iran is reporting the country's national railway company on Saturday denied having been hit by a cyber attack following reports of disruptions at train stations across the country. Find more on that at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.